This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Colorado's potential for geothermal energy is big, but so far development has been slow. A bill aiming to heat up the industry is now advancing at the State House. Ray Solomon reports.
Geothermal is a carbon-free renewable energy that taps into natural underground heat. A new bill at the State House seeks to cut legal red tape for towns looking to build geothermal heating and cooling networks, and it would also nudge utilities to start planning geothermal electricity projects and make information about underground heat reserves publicly available. Democratic Senator Matt Ball is a sponsor.
We think is a really innovative and exciting place for Colorado to invest in to achieve all of our emissions goals in the next several years.
Geothermal developers, engineers, municipalities, labor groups, and utilities back the bill. It's not facing any opposition, but the fossil fuel industry is seeking changes. For CPR News, I'm Ray Solomon.
In Mesa County, boaters recently removed more than 5,000 pounds of trash from the Colorado River. CPR's Stina Sieg says the cleanup drew more than 60 people on various watercraft.
The twice-annual event is a long-time tradition, but because of a historically low spring runoff,
it was questionable whether or not we were going to be able to pull this off.
Cole Hansen owns Gear Junction, which organizes the cleanup. Luckily, recent rain allowed volunteers on rafts, duckies, and paddleboards to float the river in order to spot big items like shopping carts and tires.
You could build a car with all the car parts that have been pulled out of there.
The next cleanup is in August, if water levels allow. I'm Stina Sieg.
More news at CPR.org and KRCC.org.